Today we'll be doing Sif Beis. The Shulchan Aruch tells us Misha Rotzo Lahachmir La'amod Kishu Yoshev Vilik Rosach Me'uma Nikra Varyan. A person who wants to be machmir on themselves to stand while they're already sitting and say Shema, they're called an avarya, and that's a person who violates an avera. Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Hey tells us Misha Rotzo the halacha kiveselo the sfira luhu dahadich Sif uv kumecha in a kavana ba'amida kedas be'shamai ela bezman shederech bnei adam lakum imitasam yasur lo lahachmir lasos kiveshamai. The Mishnah Berurah says that the notion that you have to literally stand for Shema only conforms with the Shita of Beis Shammai, which we do not follow. Beis Hillel says it doesn't mean you have to stand, but rather you say it at a time people are getting up. Even if your goal is not to follow Beis Shammai by standing up, but you simply want to awaken Kavana when you say Shema, it's usher regardless of when you're saying it, both by day and by night. But if you did it already, if you said it standing up, you don't have to repeat it. If a person is machmir on something which has become accepted as being mutter to a widespread scale, then we put that person into chayr and we excommunicate that person. But if you know that he's doing it l'shem shemayim, then we do not put him into chayr. If he is being machmir in front of his Rebbe and his Rebbe is mekel about that particular halacha, then we excommunicate him even if he is doing it l'shem shemayim. And even if it's not so obvious that it should be mutter, but unless you have an absolute raya that your Rebbe is completely wrong, you should never be machmir about something in front of your Rebbe about which he is mekel. Mishnah Berurah continues la'amod davka b'zehu da'aser mishum shenira lakom de mishum chumra kavad avalim rotze yachol eshev da'azeinu nira mishum de mishum chumra kavad rak mishum de tzarech leshev. If you were already standing and you want to sit, that's obviously okay, because that doesn't demonstrate that you were going to do anything that you're trying to be machmir. V'davka b'shachris aval ba'arav yaseinu lahatos v'leshev kisha omen de nira de'osa kiveis shama. However, when you say Shema night, then you shouldn't go out of your way to sit if you're already standing, because it looks like, again, you're conforming to Beis Shammai's opinion. Nikra Avaryan, Kedamrin Beferakira, Demanda Avar Adurabanan, Shari Lamikri Avaryana, a person who violates, Demanda Avar Adurabanan, Shari Lamikri Avaryana, a person who violates the words of the Rabbanan, we are allowed to call him a sinner. Kasav Eli Rabba Beshem Arshal, the Vioma Kippurim Kuli Amamodim, the Shari Lamod, everyone agrees that for Shema and Yom Kippur, you are allowed to stand, the Enos and Mishim Yuara Elamitzvah, Sabachach, Rotzalomer, Lihi Damosas Lamalachim, Shenikram Omdim, Vaprimagadim Oser Gambazes. So he claims, the Eliyahu Rabba claims that since on Yom Kippur you're not doing it for arrogance reasons, but because you want to resemble the Malachim, it would be mutter. However, the Prima Gadim thinks that even in that case, it would be problematic. We'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with Siv Gimel tomorrow.